It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Commander David Jellin. He is with American Legion Post 3 here in Price. We're going to talk about some of the events that are coming up for Veterans Day. Talk a little bit about the American Legion here in our area. Commander Jellin, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So let's talk and give people a little bit of background maybe into the American Legion, and then let's talk about what's going on as far as some of the things you've got around the Veterans Day.
Okay, well, the American Legion has a 100-year history, formed right after the end of World War I, which was the war to end all wars. As the men were waiting for ships to get back home, no planes, to take them, the men formed a veterans group without rank, so that a senior officer had the same vote as a junior enlisted. And it was an organization to maintain patriotism, defense readiness, because of the long-term spin-up, and they thought that was a priority, as well as Americanism, including youth programs like Boy State, Girl State, education and scholarships, flag etiquette and such. After the war, the men had their first meeting here in the States and convened and received congressional charter. This last year, we received an update to the charter with eligibility. It actually took an act of Congress signed by the president to open our eligibility because we are congressionally chartered. But what we've been doing for the last 100 years is to advocate for veterans as a large lobbying group to Congress, because the benefits go up, the benefits go down anytime the National Defense Authorization Act gets changed. So what we're trying to do is bring veterans to resources and resources to veterans, as well as to teach America's youth about, politics aside, about government. That's what Boy State and Girl State is so that young men and women in their junior high year, for example, can attain a debate course, kind of like Model United Nations or any other group, where they implement programs as if they were a miniature government. And that's the goal, is to reinvigorate the community in what used to be called patriotism in the government and the nation, politics aside.
And so coming up, you've got a lot of events that are kind of centered around Veterans Day. Veterans Day is coming up next week. And it looks like you've got some events that actually start this week. And let's talk a little bit about them and what's going to go on and what's happening there.
Sure. Well, starting on Friday, we have the Tougher Gym is sponsoring the Sweat for Vets. And that is a fundraising event that the Tougher Gym is doing. It's veteran-owned and has been doing other events, excuse me, over the years to fundraise for veterans. And that's open to the public, as I understand it, that's beyond their own membership. So it's open to the public. And the American Legion will be doing an honor guard there at their opening ceremony at 7 p.m. Friday the 8th.
And that's this Friday coming up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then on Monday is Veterans Day.
Monday is Veterans Day.
We've got a lot of events that are planned for Monday. Let's talk a little bit about those.
Sure. Right off the bat, the DAV is providing a chili dog lunch at the Elks, and I believe that starts at noon. The Dominion Energy Group is sponsoring a $5 burger, chips, and soda fundraiser. Some local employees here at the Dominion Energy Group wanted to do something for veterans. So they went to their corporate and received authorization and some funding to do that. And the money will go to veterans attending USU Eastern here in Price. So the money is going to be raised here and stay here.
And that's for scholarships and things like
that? That's for scholarships to aid the students.
Okay.
And that starts, I believe, at about 10 o'clock. They'll be set up by then.
Okay.
Also at 10 o'clock, the American Legion and the VFW and the DAV and all veterans are welcome to join in a veterans walk, which will start at, I believe it's 3rd East at Graco's, and walk down Main Street to the Peace Gardens. And it's for veterans to recognize other veterans. We would appreciate the public coming out to thank those veterans. Again, politics aside, those freedoms were fought for and defended by these men and women who signed on the dotted line. And then after the walk that ends at the Peace Gardens at 11 o'clock, we'll have the veterans ceremony. And that's, again, to recognize the veterans and that are in our community and nationwide, and would appreciate the public coming out.
Okay. If they would like to take part in this, how would they get a hold of you? What do they need to do as far as being involved in the Veterans Walk and doing all that?
Okay. The Veterans Walk is for the veterans of any branch. If they want to wear anything from their uniform or their complete uniform, they're welcome to join. They don't necessarily need a call. Just show up at Graco's at 10 a.m. for the walk and join us. Okay. And if the public's out, we're going to hand out some flags. Hopefully the public will come out and join us and cheer on the veterans.
Okay. So get on out there for that. And then you wanted to talk a little bit, you said, about the Veterans Resource Group.
Yes. Thank you. About a year ago, there was a push to identify resources in the communities, both for Carbon and Emory and further southeast, that are available for veterans that have not previously been identified as veterans resources. Resources, for example, from active reentry or rural Utah child development, have resources that can also help veterans besides the Veterans Administration. The other is to get veterans to apply for or reapply for disability and medical coverage that they may have been previously denied, or reapply and update it if it's been an increase in severity. So this working group, the first meeting had about 55 people there. The last several meetings have had 6 to 7 people. But the effort continues to identify those resources and get them online. There's a new website, and it's, Facebook is Castle Country Veterans. And that's run by a couple volunteers. One's a veteran. And that's to also start communication between the veterans and the resources on Facebook. The American Legion Post has started a website, AmericanLegionPost3.org, and that's to also identify resources for veterans to find. And what we're trying to do is just bring them together. One of those efforts has also resulted in a coffee for veterans. Crosscuts is hosting that. That's on Thursdays at 11 o'clock, where veterans are welcome to come, ask for things, share things, or just chat over a cup of coffee. And I believe the program is, in its initial, is to buy a donut, get a cup of coffee for free. But the effort is to fundraise, so that's free for veterans from here on out. And the goal is to identify those vets and find out what they need or want. For example, the last coffee, one guy says he was frustrated, he's disabled, needed help moving furniture. We rallied some troops, some volunteers, some were vets, some were not, and the furniture got moved. Can't say it'll happen all the time, but it was a quality of life issue. Another veteran came up and at the last minute mentioned that he had to go pay for tags. Couldn't afford the coffee that day. And what he didn't know was of the state's veterans tax relief for property tax, which would have been more than enough to cover the tags. And that requires a DD-214 and letter of VA disability for a prorated discount or relief from taxes in the county. So I think that's the idea, is to bring vets together to find out what they need and what resources are available and marry them up.
And just bring the resources that they may not even know exist.
Correct.
And let them know that they're there.
That's it.
All right. Well, Commander, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. If anybody is interested in helping out or doing anything with the American Legion, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call the post. The phone number for the post is 435-630-8474. And they can call anytime, leave a message if someone doesn't answer. It is a cell phone, so no one has to be in the building. And it gets answered most of the time right off the bat.
And you've got the Facebook page. And the, I've got it right here in front of me, AmericanLegionPost3.org, correct?
Yes, that's the website, and working on a Facebook page, but there's also the Castle Country Veterans Facebook page going
on. Okay. Did we hit everything?
I think so.
We got you taken care of?
Thank you very much.
All right, so a lot of this, like I said, it's going down. There's the thing at Tougher Gym on Friday, and then the Veterans Walk starts at 10, you said, at Graco's?
Yes.
And they'll go all the way down to the
Peace Gardens,
where you can have lunch. Dominion Energy is putting that on, and it's all a fundraiser for scholarships for veterans that go to USU Eastern.
Yes, that's correct.
And then the chili dog lunch is at the Elks, and that's the DAV, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in today and letting everybody know what's going on. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.